Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest will be talking with us about the United Way here in Juno. Welcome Joy Lyon and Aaron Walker-Tolis. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
I've had both of you on separately, but never together, I don't think. This is a Juno.
This is fun.
It is the first time.
It might be a first. All right. First time in Juno Afternoon. Well, would each of you please sort of introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about your respective agencies and what you do there? Joy, you can go first.
All right. I'm Joy Lyon. I'm the director of AEYC, which is the Association for the Education of Young Children in Southeast Alaska. So we serve all the way from Yakutat to Metlakatla, Ketchikan, Prince of Wales. And we promote high-quality early learning for all children birth to age 8. And specifically, we focus on helping parents find child care so they can go to work, helping those child care programs be high quality so children are learning and thriving. And then we do a lot of parent services like the Parents as Teachers program and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, among others.
Lovely. Erin, how about you?
Well, I'm Executive Director of Catholic Community Service, and we are also a regional provider. We serve from Yakutat down to Metlakatla and Prince of Wales, and we have a variety of services, including Southeast Senior Services, 11 senior centers providing meals and rides and meals on wheels to seniors, transportation for individuals with disabilities, as well as case management, resource and referral services, and here in Juno, Tai Chi classes, health promotion, and the Bridge Adult Day Center. We also have Safe Child Advocacy Center, providing supports and family advocacy for children and their families, children with suspected abuse and neglect. We do all the forensic interviews and exams and help them through the court process to pursue justice and healing. And we also here in Juno have Hospice and Home Care of Juno, providing home health services, nursing and therapies for people recovering from illness or injury, and also hospice for end-of-life care services and bereavement for the entire community.
That's quite a long list both of you. I say this every time you're on the show. I just can't believe what resources you you both provide in your respective agencies. But you're both here today to talk about United Way. So how are you and your respective agencies connected to or involved with United Way?
Well, one thing is that Aaron and I both serve on the United Way Board of Directors. I represent the young part of it. No, the smaller.
And I'm the old part.
The smaller nonprofits, Aaron represents the larger nonprofit, so we're that voice of the direct service providers on the board. And so I've come to appreciate just how much United Way does in our community. It helps us really work collectively together. United Way sometimes serves as a convener, getting all the food groups to come together, for example, and offers the universal breakfast program and really supports that through United Way. The other key program that United Way does directly is the Reading Tutors program. So with CORE Alaska's financial support, there are reading tutors all over it, all that different elementary schools working directly with children and having that regular mentoring adult-child relationships in the schools. And then another really big program that I'm so excited about is the AmeriCorps program. And I think that is such a perfect house for it with United Way because it serves, I think there is 7 or 8 AmeriCorps members in town right now, and United Way is the hub for that in the organization administers that program. And so they're out there. These young people are coming, all ages of people come to Juno and have that adventure and experience helping out, making a difference in their community. And so that's one way that we're all connected to is having AmeriCorps members. And I should mention that tonight, if anyone's interested, United Way is doing a presentation out at the Valley Library at 5 o'clock to talk about the AmeriCorps program.
Okay. And Aaron, over to you. Anything you'd like to add to that about what United Way does for your community or how your organization facilitates the services and resources?
Well, I definitely want to say something about the Day of Caring. And that's not just in Juneau. That's in multiple communities across Southeast. But since this is Juneau afternoon, you know, we had, you know, just like dozens and dozens of volunteers come out recently. And my agency, Catholic Community Service, was one of the beneficiaries of this. We had, you know, two big teams come out. And, of course, most of us nonprofits, we don't have a lot of extra money laying around for even things like, you know, landscaping, cutting down the grass. And at our headquarters at the Bridge Adult Day Center on Glacier Highway, it was overgrown and it was getting it needed some TLC and some massive cleanup. And man, what a difference. They cut down trees. They shoveled mud. I mean, and we also have a memory garden for the Bridge Adult Day Centers for individuals who with the dementia, you know, or very fragile health. And they come for the day with enriched services and activities and meals and that kind of thing. And we have this memory garden that volunteers many years ago got together with flowers and a little bench. And I mean, it's a really nice place to sort of take a gentle turn around and enjoy being outside, even if you are frail, and it needed some love. It was looking a little, it wasn't awesome. So they came in and they just completely just reinvigorated. And it's just so nice to have that for the seniors who come to the Bridge Adult Day Center. We're just so grateful. If they hadn't come, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, and our team, AUIC, joined the City and Borough of Juneau employees and the AmeriCorps members, and we all went to the LEARN program. That's a new Clinkett and Haida childcare center that's just about to open out near Fred Meyer. And there were probably 300 boxes full of furniture, and we put all the furniture together and set up the their learning environment there. And that was just a really fun day. It's just like stacks of cardboard were left on the floor at the end of the day. But, you know, it's such a feeling of accomplishment. And I think that that's one thing that United Way does is really help promote volunteerism in the community and help connect volunteers with organizations that are looking for volunteers.
That is just so what wonderful things are happening in our community. That's really great. I'm so pleased to hear about that. And along those lines, I know one thing you both want to talk about today is the 2019 giving campaign through the United Way. Did you want to share some details about that?
Yeah, it's one way to give, and it's really a great way to give is through United Way. You can have an employee plan where you just sit down one time with a menu of different programs. There's 32 nonprofits that you can choose from, and or you can choose a specific area. And all of the funds stay in Southeast Alaska, and you can dedicate to a certain community. And so you kind of have that menu and decide what your giving is going to be for the year. And then it's deducted right straight from your paycheck. So you don't have to think about it again. You know you've sat and made a decision, and there it is. It's taken care of for you for the rest of the year. And if everyone just gave a little bit, it would we could really transform our community into, you know, really putting back into our community just a little bit. We'll have a big return. For example, our board of directors has dedicated all our United Way funds that that come to us locally to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And so if someone donates just $2.50 a month, that would sponsor a child in that program to receive a free book in the mail every month, along with a parent bulletin every month that tells you what's going on and different free events for families and different resources in the community. So say you dedicated $25 a month, that could pay for 12 children to be enrolled for a year. It's like just a little bit goes a long way.
For sure. Anything to add, Erin?
Well, you know, it's also the fact that, you know, when we talk about philanthropy, well, when I think about it, I usually think, you know, big donations and endowments and everything. But you have to start somewhere. And it's not just people with a lot of money that want to contribute to the community. You know, it just a little bit every paycheck makes a big difference. And all the studies show that people who give out of a payroll deduction give three times the amount as people who give in a one-time donation. And so much of the work that the nonprofits do, the United Way partners do, is underfunded or not funded at all. And so without the contributions, we can't provide those services. For example, hospice is provided regardless of ability to pay. And so some folks can't afford to pay anything and have no insurance. And every single donation makes a difference. Every drop in that bucket helps us to help people, all these nonprofits to help people.
Yeah.
And so you can also just go right to the, you know, you don't have to wait. You don't have to do it through your employer. You can go right to the United Way website and just click. There's a big button, donate. You click on that and this really easy form comes up and it's just put in your name, address, and what you'd like to contribute and where you'd like it to go. So it makes it really easy for you. It's like 30 seconds.
And I know some people like choose that also, that option with their credit cards. They can get miles.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
There's
yes.
that too.
Just
yes.
That.
Yes.
Just saying.
Well, thanks so much for giving me the rundown on that. I have a fact sheet here, which was actually really helpful in helping me understand how to give, where my money goes, how much I can give, and what that's going to what that buys, how far my dollar goes. As you mm-hmm. were saying, it looks like they really focus on after school enrichment, like the Imagination Library, jobs for veterans, financial coaching for families, meals for families, and things like that. I know that United Way focuses on health, education, and financial stability. So we talked a little, it also has some like FAQs, I guess, that were pretty interesting. You already answered some of them, like, does my donation stay in Southeast Alaska? And let's see, what was the other one? So you've touched on the reasons to give to United Way instead of giving directly to the agency itself, and that's mostly related to the payroll deduction that United mm-hmm. Way is set up for. And you've both given great examples of how your agencies work with United Way to provide amazing community services.
And I would say, too, that when you give through United Way, you're helping the organization or the cause that you would like. And then it's just a little bit more that helps all these other programs, like the Reading Tutors Program, the School Breakfast Program, and the AmeriCorps members in the community, and just that bringing together of efforts that's so important.
And there's also a full list of partner agencies on this fact sheet too, so I highly recommend reading this. Can we find this and more information at unitedwayseak.org?
That's correct.
Is that the
Absolutely.
Best place for more information? Great. So that's the giving campaign, and some of you guys talked a lot about what you guys do for the community and how you work with United Way on that. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Well, I would say that, everyone, one out of three people uses the United Way service or organization at some point. And so it's really all of us. And, and Juneau is such a vibrant, tight community, and it's so United Way is something that I think is really important for us to all support.
Absolutely. And, it's meaningful for me as well, because I see the work that we do together as a nonprofit network. I mean, I'm on the board because, I really believe in the mission of creating a community and being resources to one another as well. And I think that's exactly what it's about, is coming together. I mean, I know the little slogan, Live United, it really, truly, we're together on this and we're working towards a common goal, which is the health and wellness of our community and all its members.
Thank you both for doing what you do and for bringing information about this to Juneau Afternoon to share with our listeners. One in three people, it's your friends, it's your neighbors, it's your family. It's important. So thanks again, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Mm-hmm.